We're going to Masechta Zavim.
Perikei
Mishnah Hay. Perikei Nomfu Mishnah Ches. Perikei Mishnah Ches. Hanoisis America, Hanoisis, Hanoisis, Odom, Hanoisis America, Shalazov, Shal Hazov. Hay Dever Hamashamish, Luchiva, Shememaroy, Bukhamekam Sheikh, Lozov.
It's a caravan.
A chariot, a wagon. It's the sixth parish, Parshas Mitzoyra, Tazria Mitzoyra.
Loading things in here.
Vita. So if you come back, we differentiate the dafka hanoisoi mitame because those one who carries it, does not his if you touch a chariot of a zav, the person becomes a rishoyim. You carry a chariot, he seat you and move it, cause manshloi pirish menu, dinake avatuma, the person's an avatuma. Okay, so let's see here the picture just to clarify. We have a nice picture, I believe, if not mistaken, but here's the right one. Zavim, Perikei Mishnefes. Perikei Mishnefes. So it's standing by the guy carries a chariot. Fes, and Mase, and Merkov, and Isa. A lot of them carry on the lot, and they see them with time. Avatoma. Right? We wish to pass. There's a picture. America. Here's America. Oh, you see, here's America.
America with a donkey?
No, it's what? It's a chariot. America is the Shmata.
The
Zodis Ashkeloni. What's that? Shukif is a saddle, 8 men from wood. A saddle from wood. Shainim Shamish, Shebis, or Gabo. It's not meant to sit on Gabbah, Shainim Shamish, Shebis, or Gabo. Al-Horitz, Al-Rak, Al-Rechet, to ride upon it. Regal, Mekan, Regal, Mekan, Al-Gabi, Achamach. Kalim, Perikal, Gilim, Membeis, that's what it is. Okay, that's called America. America is a wooden saddle, it says. Uk of eight. And you only send it when there's on a donkey.
Not on the floor.
Okay, so that's what America is. So it says over here, the person goes to the person in America, you carry it. Uva hanis, lower, you carry upon it. Uva hanisita, you move it. Metame, shnaim, upois lecha, that's the fancy word, those are 10 times. That means that you become an avatoma. Then that means the person himself is an avatoma, which means that he has the ability, the power, the toikif, to contaminate two levels of tuma. Whatever he touches becomes a rishon, and whatever the rishon touches becomes a sheni, and the sheni can make a shlish when it comes to truma. So therefore, metame shnaim, upois lecha, period. Let's next vayda. So therefore, is mitam b'shemecha because man should know. So while you carry it, in this Allah, in the city, how are you mitamativo? Rishon so rishon, rishon so sheni, yechulin, sheni paisel, shlishim truma. Okay, Rash, mina tuma. Let's say now he separates himself from the tuma. So he's no longer touching it. Mitam yechul paisel lecha. Therefore, kedin rishon tuma shalshal. It's a sheni yechulin, sheni paisel shlishim. But the only time you're a conductor, same principle we had before. While you're touching it, then you're a conductor. The tumma spreads. The tumma spreads from the avatoma. It goes through your body, and now you're an avatoma. But let's say I'm no longer touching it. I stop touching it. I'm no longer a conductor. What am I? I'm a rishon. I'm a rishon. I can make a sheni, and the sheni can make a shlishi. But that's where the tumma stops.
Okay, I was totally. I don't know where I was.
Let's go back.
Go to the top again. And that's just America?
You carry America. You're carrying it.
You're carrying it?
Carrying it.
Not sitting on it. Okay, but Hanois Olav. Or you sit on it on the ground.
No. Hanois Olav, no, it's carrying you.
Yeah?
So that means that you're sitting on it. That basically means you're sitting on it.
Okay.
Or Veha Nesita, you're pushing it.
Okay.
But I'm not touching it. All the common denominator of all three things of yours, I'm not touching it. I am not.
I'm either carrying it. I'm either carrying it, or it's carrying me.
Or I'm moving it.
Or I'm moving it.
But I'm not touching it.
I'm not touching it. Go.
What is the halacha?
And what is it?
An avatoma.
How do I know that?
That's the mitzias. It's a merkav shel zav. Masechta zavim and a merkav. Okay, it's a merkav shel zav.
Yeah.
What is the halacha? The halacha is, while I am carrying it, or it's carrying me, or I'm moving it, at that moment in time, I am an Av HaTuma.
Okay.
And if I am an Av HaTuma, I have the power to make a Sheni. I have the power to make a Rishon. And the Rishon can make a Sheni. And the Sheni can make a Shlishi.
Correct.
That means so therefore metame shnayim upoisel echad.
The shnayim are shnayim means
two levels deep.
Poisel means deep. Tshuva. Right, poisel means tshuva. Yesterday.
Correct. Let's say perash. I'm no longer carrying it. It is no longer carrying me, or I'm no longer removing it. But I did this in the past, but I stopped. So now I am a rishon. So I'm a residual. There's residual tumah. There's a residual tumah.
Yeah.
So what is halacha? The perash metame echad upois lachas. I'm a rishon. A rishon makes a sheni, and I'm a rishon. Okay, I'm a rishon.
Perish what?
Perash means I separate myself.
How do you separate?
I'm no longer touching it.
Okay, so now. I get it. Okay, so
now
echad,
I'm
only
a rishon. If I'm a rishon, I can make a sheni.
Right.
And the sheni can make a shlishi b'tshuva.
So it's one and one.
Right. Let's say we're done.
Go.
No halacha. A person carries nevela. Back to the Mishnah here. A noise yes and avail a claim or the machine seat a person that doesn't mean to carry, you move it. Shen avail matama the masa below hesit. It means both together, commotion l. So he says, a noise is lav dafka, means you're doing two things. You have to be carrying it and moving it. Just carrying the veil is not enough. Just carrying the veil is not sufficient. I have to be carrying it plus moving it. You need two things together. So therefore, you carry mechatas. Kishiur hazoya.
I don't get this. Kalima, he's moving in a vela.
Yeah, he's doing two things. You have to test it. This is Kasha. We learned before there's no such thing as tumba in a vela by becoming an avatoma unless you do two things together. You have to be causing it to move, but that's not enough. You also have to be carrying it. You have to have two things together. So when it says
moving and carrying it,
what?
You have to be carrying it and moving it
together. So when it says hanoise really means two things. You're
carrying it, and you're also walking with
also,
it.
You're also moving it.
So moving it means you were walking with it, no? Is that the way we?
Anything.
Is
any
that the way we touched it up?
No. Yeah. You're walking with it. Fine. Any type of movement has to be in the category where you fulfill noise and hesed. Yes, mechatos. Let about mechatos. Let's say you take mechatos. Mechatos also you carry part of the water. Shear from the chazoya, or you carry mechatos, which you have to have a shear. Part of the water. Part of the water, which has the shear of chazoya, the shear of chazoya, the shear, the minimum shear. Shear from the chazoya. The shear of chazoya had a high midday lahat, but b'chem to dip. Roshay give oil. Ha'ezev sheb mazim, but you have to have enough water to dip the tip. Of the Ezov. Ezov is what's it called? Ezov is the hyssop. That was called in English.
Yeah.
Shem Shemazin boy. Shekin Kosov Maze Mehamida Yichabes Begodov Rana. Give me any that you'd matter on it. Dosha Kham Shaina Kosov Dabber Maze El Benoise. When it says Bemaze, it means El Benoise, the person is carrying Mechatos. Lemna Maze. Why does it say it's Maze? One of those sprinkles. It's not true. Even if you're not involved in sprinkling the water on another person, you become tummy as long as you're carrying it. So why does the word mazeh? Lam dechosh ein hanoise mechatas nitme ela im kin yesh b'chem kishir hazah. The reason why the Torah says the word mazeh, it doesn't literally mean to be mazeh. It means you have to have the shi'ur. You have to have the when you carry the mechatas, you have to have the sheer mechatas to become tummy. Okay? There's no hazoy. There's no hazoy. And also some of the time of the God, if you become this night, you are to the Zesha, which is where Shabbat and Lamed, and no says in the Vale of Esmecha, so she's with the Azoya, that is Shnayim, an Avatoma. A person who is carrying Mei Chatos becomes an Avatoma, and therefore he has the Koyach to be Matame two levels deep, because Lacha calls Manshla, the Rishon, the Arikan, the Avatoma, Shoysa, Rishon, it's a shame, the Chubu, the Shoysa, the Shoysa, the Shoysa, Hey, Rashi, not Tumah. Tumah Hamechos Lachot. Could you give the Rishon Shul Tumah? Shall I say Shem B'chul? Was the Shul Tumah? You have no Geb in the Beil of Achilu Be'Aidan Nageboy. In the Rishon Tumah, Matam Yachal Echad. Because it was only one halacha partly when they were dealing with Noisei. Now when it comes to Nageya, Chaz the Mishnah, easy Mishnah. Nachmol Mishnah, very very easy, very simple. Anoisei as Amerikov. What's Amerikov? With Kedai to buy this whole sefer. Kedai to buy this whole thing. Just to know what this is.
Just
a
what do you
call it? Yes. Die to wake up today, this morning, the whole day.
Okay, only
to
die to learn this. I want to learn the Mishnah.
Anoy says a Merkav. Merkav is this wooden saddle.
Right.
The anisel of the hamisito. You push
it. Or you sit on it.
That's nisa. You sit upon it.
You didn't say that. Or you push it.
Or you push it. The time, and while you are involved in one of these three things. You're nice, you're a nice, right. You may sit while you're doing the only, you're an avatoma. And male, at that moment, you can make time two
and one. Risha and a chaney, and you make and a personal chuma.
But let's say I'm no longer involved in one of these things.
You don't touch it anymore, so you're Risha.
So now I'm a tam yechab eslechak. Let's do halacha. I know it's a nadeela. When it says nice, what does this say?
He's walking and carrying it.
You have to have two things together. You have to have nice with hesed.
Yes,
hesed. The esmechatas. Mechatas. The paradum water.
Yeah, what about it?
You have paradum water, you have a mixture of ash and the
spat. And what am I doing?
Water.
What am I doing with it? I'm walking in time.
You're being noisy.
By mechatas, do I have to be noisy?
And hesed? No, you don't have to be hesed. You don't have to have hesed. You just have to have noisy. You just have to have noisy. By mechatas, you only have to have noisy. Oh, you have noisy mechatas. You don't have to have the hesed. By mechatas, you do not need to have hesed.
So why does it bring them together, though?
I don't know. Good kash. A lot of kashas. Yeah, the only kash you have in life. Right, Hanos, yes, and available with Mechatas. What?
With the smart Alec answers.
Hanos, yes, and available.
Yeah.
Yes. Really? Really?
He sat next to you. How come?
Why?
That was good. I like that.
Why?
Because when he sits directly in front of me, I like it better. I'll tell him to sit down. Okay, come on.
He's a good guy. I feel good for him.
Yes.
He's a lonely person. Aren't we all? Aren't we all?
All the lonely people.
I know you see us on the veil. So carries the veil. You have to have the shazoya. And what is the halacha?
What's that mean?
You have to have enough shear. There's a minimum shear of water you need to go and to sprinkle upon a person to purify him. You have to, what's the shear? The shear is enough water that will be absorbed into the hyssop. How much water do you need? Does the koi need to sprinkle upon a person to make him tar?
How much?
A gallon? I'm asking you. There's a shear.
Mechatas?
Mechatas.
What is mechatas?
Mechatas is water that has been mixed with the ash of the para aduma. A para aduma. You know what a para aduma is?
Yeah. When they can't find the person, they find the person dead, no?
No, that's egg rufa.
Oh, right. That's stuff that's matari.
Egg rufa. Para aduma is if a person is tummy mace. Tummy mace.
Yeah, so
the only way he becomes tummy
mace is on day three.
He has to wait 7
right?
days. Yeah. So he has to wait 7 days. On day 3, and he has to count. On day 3 and day 7, they go to the koyin. The koyin has special ash. They have ash, a special container of ash.
Yeah.
And they take some of that ash and they mix it with water.
Go ahead.
And then they take hyssop, they take hyssop, and they dip the hyssop into this mixture of ash and water, and they sprinkles it upon the person.
No.
Okay, so the question is, how much water do you need in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of sprinkling ash, is enough water to mix with the ash, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of hazoyah, to spring upon a person?
No.
There's a minimum shear. There's enough water that will be absorbed in the hyssop. You have an azoif, it's a grass.
Yeah.
So you dip the azoif in water.
Go ahead.
Now, if the water is so small, it's a mash of water, then when you take the eitzah and you dip it in the water, it's not going to
happen. Nothing happens.
There's not enough water for it to absorb, and for you to in turn be able to sprinkle upon the person.
Okay.
There's a certain minimum shear. I don't know what the shear is. Maybe it's an ounce.
Okay, go ahead. So
maybe an ounce. So let's say, let's make believe for argument's sake that the shiur of mei eitzah is 1 ounce.
Okay.
A schnapps cup. Let's say you carry a chatzi schnapps cup.
Yeah.
Of mechatas.
Half a shear.
Half a shear. Are you tamei?
No.
You're not tamei, noisy. The only time you become tamei is if you carry the shiur of mechatas. Uh-huh. What is the shiur of mechatas? Uh-huh. Enough water to be absorbed into the hyssop and then to be able to be sprinkled upon a person. So it says in the halacha, a person is carrying mechatas, and the person who carries mechatas, how much mechatas? Enough mechatas sheyesh bohem kidei hazoya.
Yeah.
A sheer mechatas of sprinkling, then and while you're carrying the mechatas,
yes, if I'm carrying enough, that's a sheer. But Tamei Shnayim
Pesulach. So the person who's carrying it becomes not a tumah.
Perish.
Once I stop carrying the mechatas,
Tamei Echad
Pesulach. Okay. Wait.
Come on.
Next Mishnah. The next Mishnah. Hatama. And the carcass of a kosher bird contaminates the person when he eats it. If you can touch it, you can carry it all you want, you can become tamed. The only person who can tell from it, a nevela, a bird that did not have shechita, is only when you swallow it. When you swallow it in your throat, that's when the person becomes tamed. So when you swallow it, you become an avatoma, and therefore your clothing become you an avatoma. And the time of shmain be'erech Abraham in Naga ba'adam ba'kli cheres b'shabi la'asay lo'itim amasul. Therefore, the person does not have the potency while he's swallowing nevela. If he's touching someone, he's only a rishon l'tumah. Unlike all of the things that we learned until now, when a person is involved and we're doing one of these things, he's an avatumah and he can make shnayim u'be'echad. When it comes to nevela seftar, when you swallow it, you're still only a rishon. So you can make something into a sheni.
Good.
Fine, but however, there's a chiddush, which is that even though you're only a rishon, you're only a rishon, there's still a halacha that your clothing become tamei as well. With regard to your clothing that you're wearing upon your body, then you're called an avatama. But with regard to everything else, you're only going to call the rishon.
This is by what?
By nevelas oiftar. When you swallow nevelas oiftar. After you swallow, afshar kelim in metamashim, because the perash mitam metamah in elam mishnah tuma, the ain kelim mekavim tuma elam yabatuma mishnah sin is it halacha zol. Aichal milas avtar, he kibay mirut tzvanel in your throat, b'shas b'shah shekazayis men and nimtesis elias of kolzman shloy b'loy kolzman shloy b'loy metamash shnayim. Also, the time is as long as you do not swallow it. Kolzman shloy b'loy, when it's in your throat. When it's in your throat, as long as you didn't swallow, that's all halacha. Okay? So while you're swallowing, you have a picture. You see the mechatas. You see the sheer mechatas, 1 ounce. 1 ounce of mechatas. That's the ezer.
How can you tell if it's in the base of bliya?
You know, you have, it's a doctor now. I mean, you're a doctor. Okay, now we have no locha. Hichnis roish la'aviatana. I love this picture. Look at that guy. He's in the oven.
Okay,
he's in the oven. Hichnis person hichnis glove out of the shoshul cheres. Tar v'taratana. Rebbe Farsh, in regards to the tevis of tar, Ella taratana. Koy ma shabah mishlo mahashvim sh'av, v'yivu shaglu cheres v'tam v'yivu av yiroi. Kamakim lo yindit mahatana mikan lo yimachanas v'abaleya. Oh, the guy's swallowing. That's it. We continue with the guy's swallowing. So he has it in his throat. It's in his throat. And while he's swallowing, he's in the avir, in the airspace of the cheres, the tan does not become tamei. So he's saying a chish, when you're swallowing it, even though you're navatuma, and your clothing upon your body becomes tummy, but if you put your head into a tanur, and a tanur is klicheres, the tanur is not going to become tummy. Okay? So we have loymach mas, like our Rambam, Adam, kol zman sheyeh kitzayis mitenu levesam liyasei, ki leynema beheyesa nisteres, nichneses, Shaloi, Kiloi Nehemah, B'yayis, Nichnesteres, Nichneses, Umis, Chavah, B'shech Avi, Hatanu, Tia, Tana, Tia, Kuma, B'liya, B'shech Hatanu, Rakhul, B'shech, I'll do this tomorrow, I know what this means, okay? After Chazan, it's already too late. It's late already, I'll do this tomorrow. Alright? I just tell you what Rav Simcha told me yesterday is that if a person asks you for a barrel of water, what does he want it for? Unless he wants to wash his car. Just a person asks you for a pot of water. What does he want a pot of water for? He must be because he wants to cook something. A person asks you wants a glass of water. He wants to drink it. But I want a teaspoon of water. He wants to take medicine. He wants to take a pill. So this small, what is more chashuv? Medicine is your life depends upon it. Water is for you to drink. Pot is for you to cook something. Eat. A barrel is to wash your car. The less amount of water that you need indicates you need it to something more chashuv. Kachi darka shalala.
You like that?
So he says, Afshav Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mo Hashem lechecha shalimach, kin liyera. Hashem just wants a little bit of your shine.
Right.
Oh, Milis is utrasi. The fact that Moshe is only a small amount shows you the chashivas of the God. If you want a lot, it's not chashiv. In
this
velt,
this is old stuff?
No, it's Zayda of Simcha. Simcha is named after Zayda of Simcha. Okay, you like that word?
Okay.
The smaller it is,